It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. I'm Jay Gabler. Today is Wednesday, February 20th. Today we're going to be talking about who's playing at the Oscars this coming Sunday night and who's fronting the band Queen for the big night. But first, because it's just the way it worked out today, a few stories about music in the UK. Young singer-songwriter Billie Eilish is one of the music world's biggest rising stars, but she's just announced one of the year's tiniest residencies. Two handfuls of lucky fans will get to see Eilish play acoustic gigs at the Prism Club in London on March 7th, ahead of the release of her debut album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? If you're not in London or can't land tickets to those shows, though, don't worry. She has much bigger shows booked around the world this year, including some massive festival gigs.
What is it exactly you're paying? Is the amount cleaning you out? Am I satisfactory today?
Annie Mack, a BBC One DJ who's considered one of England's leading music tastemakers, will lead a new music industry initiative aimed at promoting gender equity. The Equalizing Music Pledge, that's equalizing spelled with an S, of course, is sponsored by Smirnoff and endorsed by KeyChange, the initiative working towards gender parity in festival booking. The initiative is described as a call to action encouraging, quote, anyone working in the music industry to do one tangible thing for gender equality, says KeyChange founder Vanessa Reed. If you're a super fan of The Clash, your London must-see list probably includes The Crown and Scepter, a pub referenced in the lyrics to the band's song Stay Free. You'll have to hurry, though. The pub, which has been open for nearly 200 years, is reportedly closing its doors permanently this coming Sunday. In the song Stay Free, which appears on The Clash's 1978 sophomore album Give 'Em Enough Rope, Mick Jones sings, I practice daily in my room. You are down the crown, planning your next move.
I practice daily in my room. You are down the crown, planning your next move.
Like the Grammys, the Oscars are hoping to stave off a ratings decline. That's why four categories are having their presentation streamlined on Sunday night. And it sure would be nice if Kendrick Lamar and SZA would add some sizzle by performing their Black Panther collaboration, All the Stars, a nominee for Best Original Song. So far, though, Lamar and SZA, who didn't perform at the Grammys either, are the only nominees in that category not to confirm that they'll perform. Who's in, then? Gillian Welch and David Rawlings will sing When a Cowboy Trades His Spurs for Wings, their nominated song from the Coen Brothers' Netflix film, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Yippee-ki-yay, he shouts, he sings, when a cowboy trades his spurs for wings.
Lady Gaga, an overwhelming favorite to win the Oscar with Shallow from A Star is Born, will perform that song as a live duet with co-star Bradley Cooper for the first time ever. At the Grammys, she ably handled the song solo. Gaga won't be the only epic diva to light up the Dolby Theater stage. Jennifer Hudson will sing I'll Fight from the Ruth Bader Ginsburg documentary RBG.
So
and the divine Miss M herself, Bette Midler, will sing The Place Where Lost Things Go from Mary Poppins Returns.
Hiding in the place where the lost things go.
There's only one true queen, though. Yes, I mean Queen, the band. They'll be there with Adam Lambert taking the late Freddie Mercury's place on lead vocals to play a song from the biopic Bohemian Rhapsody. They haven't said which one, but come on.
I see a little
little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening.
It all sounds pretty exciting, but don't get too excited. To keep things moving, each performance may be as short as 90 seconds. Photographer Guy Webster has died of liver cancer at age 79. You've almost certainly seen Guy Webster's work. He shot the covers of albums like The Doors' self-titled debut. It was Guy Webster's idea for Jim Morrison to take off his shirt. He also shot the cover of Simon & Garfunkel's Sounds of Silence and the Rolling Stones album Big Hits, High Tide and Green Grass. Aspiring to be a fine art photographer, Webster was recruited to shoot Columbia Records album covers by a friend who worked at the label. He also photographed Hollywood legends like Jack Nicholson, Dennis Hopper, and Candace Bergen. His widow says he has, quote, these adorable pictures of the Kardashian girls growing up. He was like their family photographer. But maybe the best story from Webster's career concerns the Mamas and the Papas' 1966 debut album, If You Can Believe Your Eyes and Ears. That's the one where all four band members are piled together in a bathtub, completely stoned. The photographer said it was his idea for the group to get into the tub, but band member Denny Doherty said it's where they'd been hiding out to avoid the cover shoot. Although the band members were fully clothed in the photo, the resulting cover was still a little scandalous. There was the toilet, in full view. The label's solution? To get the album into record stores, they slapped a sticker over the toilet that said, including California Dreaming. Breakfast Can Wait, sang Prince, but Vampire Weekend are singing a different tune. Frontman Ezra Koenig puts on his bathrobe and flips some flapjacks in a new video for Harmony Hall, an early single from the band's forthcoming album, Father of the Bride. I guess we know who's making breakfast after the wedding night, but like Steve Martin and Diane Keaton, will Koenig and his girlfriend Rashida Jones wake up in the kitchen? We'll find out on April 22nd.
Within the halls of power lies a nervous heart that beats like a young pretender.
You can watch that video and read more about all those stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler. Our producer today is Luke Taylor. Jade and I will be back tomorrow to talk about what happens at the Brits on Wednesday.
It's the Brit Awards 2019.
And we'll also run through some of this week's biggest new releases. Follow The Current on Twitter to vote in our weekly poll and let us know which albums you'd like us to cover.
Anger wants a voice, voices want to sing, singers harmonize.